Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey, Johnny.
This is Anna.
And this is Ruth. No, she's not here.
Oh my god.
All right, you two. Episode away, go.
Oh, here's my whole thing. Do you mind if I start?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, here's my whole thing. As you guys know, I'm going to leave for China. I think, next Friday? Yeah, next Friday I'll go to China.
Wait, next Friday or this coming Friday?
No, next Friday, not this upcoming
Friday. So you can still record next week?
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see if I'm in the mood. But yeah. So I'm going to China and then going to Singapore. So my ethical question is basically this. When you're overseas, when you're out of the country, should you hold the same value, same personal goals as you do when you're in the States? Like, John May in the United States has given up coffee for the year, right? And I'm still on that. It's been, December 31st, and I had my last cup of coffee. But international John May, does he have to adhere to that? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
United States John May doesn't eat pork or red meat unless it's a weekend, right? But international John May? I think going to Singapore. You know what I mean? I think I should be allowed to eat as whatever I want. You know what I mean? Without consequence, without getting dinged for it. You know what I'm saying? Well, what do you guys think?
Absolutely. Well, I agree 1,000%.
I don't agree 1,000%. Okay.
And just real quick. When I went last October, I did kind of manage to stick with most all my goals. You know what I mean? I was able to get to 10,000 steps easily. I did eat red meat and pork, you know what I mean? But not past the threshold, because it's, 24 in a month, meals in a month, you know what I mean? So yeah, I was able to do all that. So I did it last year. I don't know if I can do it this year, especially with the coffee, you know what I mean? No coffee on jet lag and all that stuff. It's going to be rough, you know? So,
the reason why I say I don't 1,000% agree with this is because if you're only saying coffee, sure, why not? You're on "quote unquote vacation," I guess you can do that. Sure.
Yeah.
But are you picking and choosing, or is it a general? I'm allowed to be a different jamming when I'm abroad.
Kind of thing. International jamming.
Yeah. International jamming doesn't send dick pics to people you see on social media. Does it? Wait, I forgot. I ruined my joke. No, domestic Johnny doesn't do that. International Johnny, I'm gonna airdrop my dick to everybody. You know what I'm saying? There you go. That's my joke.
So you're saying like American Johnny, when you said in the previous episode that you don't look at teenagers.
Yeah.
You're saying international Johnny looks at teenagers? Oh, is that what you're saying?
If anybody from the federal government, the CIA, any kind of authority that's listening, I would say a hard no, absolutely not. That's universal, you know what I mean? That covers international borders and United States borders. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
Hello to any new listeners who discovered from us from WonderCon. But hi,
These are all bits, by the way. These are all bits. These are all jokes and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's the thing I'm kind of debating right now. You know what I mean? Especially the coffee thing, especially the eating and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's kind of what I'm wrestling with.
For me, if it has to do with food or liquids, and you go when you're on vacation,
I already moved on
from that joke, Jave.
Yeah, yeah. The point I is never that, move on from those kind of jokes.
It's like I don't really gamble, but if I go to Las Vegas, I'm going to gamble. You know, like
fair enough.
It's like I don't really drink, but if I go to a party and they offer me a drink, I'll drink. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like. I think you do have excuses when you're in a situation that allows you to have that excuse. I just feel like the danger there is you take it overboard and you go further away. It becomes like a Netflix miniseries about this guy who went down a rabbit hole of being a different person abroad, and then suddenly they're being chased by the cops and they can't get back to the U.S.
I will say this.
Then they're being chased by the mafia over there.
I've seen the Hangover 2.
It's a Bollywood film.
I know. I've seen The Hangover 2. I know. But anyway, a bit of a side note, nothing here or there, but I will say this. Last time I went in October, I came back 7 pounds heavier. And the thing is, up to right now, 6 months later, I've not been able to lose that weight. You know what I mean? It's hard. Well, I mean, it's hard when you screw up your diet.
Well, the thing is that we are at the age of jumping where this does just stays permanent. Like the ephemeral ink. It just stays permanent. Can't help it.
There you go. So yeah. All right. Well, I'll follow this up in about 3 weeks. I'll let you guys know what happens.
Okay. So the conclusion is go ahead, Jiaming. Drink all the coffee you want.
I am gonna try and do it day by day and stuff like that. You know what I mean? The thing is, this is another bit of a sidebar. You know how they say if you want to pick up new habits or new workout routines or something, you have to do it for at least 4 to 6 weeks, and then it becomes part of your everyday life, your routine. And you don't even think about it. I think that's 100% true because, like I said, I gave up coffee at the beginning of the year. The first month was a real struggle, but since then, I haven't really even thought about it. I would just wake up, drink tea, the thing that I replaced it with, like hot tea and stuff like that. So yeah. So just a bit of a side note. But yeah, we'll see.
Okay. And then in the future, we'll be recording, and then in the background, you'll hear the like, hey, what's going on back there, John?
Yeah.
I'm making coffee. I brought an espresso
machine. I brought an espresso machine. I became one of those guys. I'm an espresso guy now. I'm a cappuccino guy.
You're going to have that, what was that thing called? The K-Cup thing? What's it called again?
Oh, yeah. A Keurig.
Yes. Keurig. You're going to have a Keurig back there. Yes. There we go. All downhill to Bean Town.
I don't know why you're dragging this out, by the way. I think Anna's ready for her segment.
You know what I mean? Anna, you ready for your segment?
I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
wow. I would like to start off that I spent a day with Albert over the weekend at WonderCon.
Oh my God.
At this point, I cannot tell if that was a positive experience or a negative experience. I'm waiting for more information. I cannot tell by the inflection, by the words you've used. So I'm waiting and see. Okay.
At this point, listeners, if you haven't heard the...
I require more information.
At this point, listeners, if you haven't heard the WonderCon episode yet, go listen to it.
Shameless plug.
I'm reserving judgment for right
now. But check out our Instagrams. Me and Anna's Instagram. We posted a lot of pictures from WonderCon. You can go check it out. As well as the Stuff and Junk Show Instagram. Check it out.
Notice how you guys are not letting me talk at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was not letting you talk. I mean, Albert is the one to know the answer.
But remember,
somebody's afraid of the answer.
It is no longer Female History Month. So what can I say?
No. You didn't let me talk during Female History Month either.
There you go. I'm just saying Albert's afraid of the answer is what I'm getting at. And that's the conclusion I've had.
20 all minutes right. later. No, I just, every time I hang out with Albert, I feel like Albert, like, you know, I get to see Albert in person. So it's like I get Albert unfiltered.
Yes, that's what hanging out with.
You beat me to the joke.
I get a different Albert because Albert is like, you know, really chill online, doesn't say anything bad. But in person, he says the F word. He tries to like do like.
Hold on a second.
It was just a PG-13 one-time thing, okay?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
But he said I get PG-13 Albert.
Hold on. Which F word? Thank you very much.
There's a couple. But then I get unfiltered Albert thoughts where he says something and I'm like, it's so funny because it's like Albert, I'm so used to PG or G Albert, and then I get PG-13 and R-rated Albert, and it's like, who are you?
Look at that.
What's going on?
What a magical experience. Heck?
It is a magical experience. So.
I don't know. I feel like I was more PG-13 than R in the earlier days of the podcast. How'd you make?
Yeah, he was a real prude back then.
Yeah.
Very prudish. Yeah, you're very prudish online, but in person, wow, it just goes out the window.
Really? I don't get that impression, Anna. Well, do you have examples that I'm not aware about?
I'm not saying them online. They're not PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds kind of sus. You're like making the listeners think differently about me.
Nah.
I see how it is.
Nah, he just likes to shock us. He just likes to do the shock value. Anyways, so we did get to spend time at WonderCon, and we spent time at a booth that was promoting a book. And this is the most elaborate booth that I've ever seen for promoting a book.
And you can check out what it looks like from Anna and Albert's Instagrams.
It's not on mine. Is it? Is it on mine? Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
But they had actors. They were acting out scenes from the book. They had they were giving away the free book, the book, the first one for free. They had, like, you know, holograms. It was legitimately insane. It was like an E3 booth. That's how, like, elaborate it was. And I'm just like, who is funding this? Because it's like, you know, an unknown, like, not a big publisher. Big publishers don't spend this amount of money at any con for a book, even ACOTAR level. Like, they do not do this. So for me, it was just like, what is going on? Are we part of a drug cartel money laundering situation?
Jiaming, you were in WonderCon for like an hour. Did you notice that booth that we were talking about?
No, I did not.
Okay. It's like a blue, like a part of a spaceship kind of looking thing.
Is that the one with the lightsabers? No, that's a different one. It's a book. No. I don't remember. Not off the top of my head. I can't recall, actually.
This is like spaceships plus Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Like, it was a little crazy. And where I'm like, okay.
Maybe it's a money laundering operation. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's money laundering. Like, and no disrespect to the book author and the book. Like, I like that she made sure to say it's a clean book, no chili peppers, which automatically means I don't want to read it because I need at least 2 chili peppers on my books. But, like, it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, I respect the hustle. I respect that there's being so much love being put into this product. But I'm like, if they did this, like, if they did this for, like, all the books, it'd be so amazing. Mm-hmm. I just never expected that. I feel like maybe a few years ago at Comic-Con, they kind of had something elaborate. Not that elaborate. Not that elaborate, too. It's just, like, I don't know. It was a lot. And it was very interesting to see and stuff. But it was a fun experience. I'm not going to hate on it. Turns out I knew one of the actors, which was, like, pretty cool. I'm like, oh, by the way, Albert, you know how on Friday at nighttime they have Lobby Con in the Hilton right next door?
No, I didn't know this. Go on.
Yeah, so there is Lobby Con where you network. And that's when I was with Tyler of Most Extreme Ranking Challenge, and we went up to him, and I was like, oh, my God, I knew you. Well, the princess girl was with him, so I was like, oh, hey, girl, I know you too. It was kind of like a fun, like, hey, I saw you guys working, and now you're, like, out of, like, you know, out of, like, the costume and stuff, and they were, like, just getting a drink and stuff. It was kind of funny.
You know, I just looked it up right now. When you say Lobby Con, I thought that was just your nickname for what was going on. But apparently it's an actual term.
It's an actual thing. Yeah. Wow. It's an actual thing. Yeah. Like, that's where everybody was at the end of the night. So, yeah, I got to see most of my friends and meet new people kind of thing.
They even have a t-shirt. What the heck?
Yeah, there is a t-shirt.
LobbyCon 2, The Lobby Strikes Back.
Yes, I want that shirt.
Oh.
But, yeah.
If I knew this was a thing, maybe I would have put some time and maybe actually, like, you know, checked it out.
You were like tired by the
end. True.
I will admit I kind of was like dozing off in the panel, so I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
LobbyCon, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, we saw the actors afterwards, and I was like, oh, apparently I know you. But yeah, that was the experience where I thought it was really interesting, and I am gonna read the book just because I'm intrigued by it. But I'm sad there is no smut. But it's okay.
Maybe he just said that, and then there actually is. It's all very subtle.
It's like, is it a book? Oh, I'm sorry, was it a book or was it a comic book?
It's a book series.
No, it's an actual book.
Yeah,
book.
Novels, yeah.
All right. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, they had like skits where they'll do a passage from the book, and they'll skit it out.
Did you look it up on Wikipedia? Does it even have a Wikipedia entry? A Wiki entry?
No. So it has a Goodreads account. It's on Amazon. It is on Kindle Unlimited, and it has about 400 reviews. That's where I was like, that's a really extremely low amount of reviews for a book, like to have this extent of an elaborate booth. So that's where I was like, what is going on here? Because it's for a while. So I don't know. It's just a lot of like the things are not lining up.
Because sounds like money laundering, which is my first point.
That's what I think.
Or maybe she's just that rich. Come on.
Maybe she is. And again, I love that for her.
Is it a white chick? It's a white chick? She comes from money?
She has an accent.
Like Eastern European, probably?
Ooh. Eastern European.
So it's the Russian.
Human trafficking money.
It's the Russian mom.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's heroin money, guys.
The scene we saw, it was very like Princess Leia Han Solo coded.
There's a lot of tropes. There's a lot of familiar tropes, that's for sure.
No, I know, but I was like, oh, are you supposed to be Han Solo? Like, it was just, I don't know. Like, I was like, okay, I see it. I love it. I'm not going to hate on it. I love enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
But
I wish I was in her position to be releasing a sci-fi fantasy book novel in WonderCon or whatever. You know, if I had that option. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, too bad your parents aren't rich, huh?
Yeah, if I win the lottery, that's going to be fine. So I'm going to have a booth at Comic-Con, you know, and it's going to have actors and holograms and all of that. So I'm not hating. I just want to be that person.
Yes, I agree.
So there you go.
I want to be a successful sci-fi fantasy author.
I do. Actually, I do. I would love that. And then, my last quibble of the night is, you know, when you go to Costco and, you know, like, you can either do self-checkout or someone checks you out. And when you do self-checkout, you have to scan everything. And then when you go out, they count all the items. Well,
I think they eliminated that option.
What?
The self-checkout at Costco? I think they eliminated it. I
did
self-checkout
last week.
You did, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe it's just my Costco.
Maybe. Which I kind of hate self-checkout, but it is the shortest line, so I have to do it all the time. But anyways, so I thought I had scanned everything, and I was like, why is she making such a big deal counting everything? Yeah. And then it turns out I missed an item.
Nice.
So, like, she's like, she's like, it's okay, it happens all the time. And she's like, we'll just scan it. And so I was like, I had to be, like, to the side. And everybody's like walking past me, looking at me while they're getting the receipts checked and stuff. And I'm like, yep, I was that one. I try to walk out with 6 items, but I only scanned 5. Mm. So embarrassing and a humbling moment.
It's also shocking that they actually count the thing. I thought it was just like, you know, I thought it was just performative. You know what I mean?
I thought it was performative too, but maybe she was like, you look suspicious. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Talking about a dark skin, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All I know is in all my years, every time I left Costco, I'm just interrupting those two people that does the counting. I'm interrupting their chit chat. You know what I mean? That's all that's ever happened. So they just kind of like perform their check on all my stuff.
That's what I thought too. Why is she being like so like? Yeah. Why is she scrutinizing everything?
Why are you doing your job, ma'am?
Yeah. Why are you doing your job that one time?
Yeah. Yeah, what was the item too, by the way? Was it worth like hundreds of dollars? That'd be hilarious.
No, it was worth like $7.
She'll let you go.
Yeah. No, I was just like, okay, lady, you are really trying hard. And I'm like, it's because I'm brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. You know, minimum wage isn't turned $20 until next week. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Give it to me, girl.
This money's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of big Costco.
So that's my story of Costco. Actually counting the items on the receipt versus what's on the cart. So there you go. Buyer beware.
While you were talking about that, I actually, now that I'm saying I wasn't listening, I was.
You were. Because
you were. Something about like self-checkout and you only had 5 and it should have been 6, blah, 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 blah. Is that right?
Yes.
Yay! Score for Albert. Yeah. Anyways, so there's this article on fanbolt.com. And the title goes here, From Soviet Shadows to Galactic Battles, S.G. Blaze, by the way, Jamin, that's the author of the book, on creating the last Luminian. So she grew up in Hungary under Soviet rule, where her father had to smuggle Hollywood movies to show her this kind of storytelling and had to like translate it for her. Blah blah blah. So it doesn't seem like she is. She looks like a rags to riches kind of person. Mm-hmm. Sounds like.
Okay. Well, then the publishing house is money laundering something.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, her father died from cancer too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now I feel bad.
I know. Thanks for making me feel bad.
Yeah. Just saying.
Bloomsburg and Simon & Schuster. Don't do that. Although Simon & Schuster likes to promote Republican authors a lot more and give them a buttload of money. But other than that, they don't go big on their booths, you know?
Look at this. Lilac Grove Entertainment, your publisher, focuses on providing a multi-channel experience that extends beyond books. Oh, so maybe it does sound like it's our publisher that's doing all this.
Maybe, but then... I don't know. I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Well, I mean, I guess as long as she makes money for them, they're happy, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's on Kindle Unlimited, so yeah. Is it making money?
Shrug.
No.
Has anybody bought the movie rights or TV rights?
Shrug.
Well, then, F all that.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. She seemed like a nice lady.
No, she was a very nice lady. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, well, I question it and I question it and I don't. But it's like, okay, well, I would love to see that effort put in with more books if we're going to do that, you know? Because, like, we spend a lot of money on these books and we're more than willing to spend a ton of money on merchandise as I've seen book editions go for like $500. People pay for them. So it's just like, how about everyone does that? And they give me a giant ass booth for the Hunger Games or a giant booth for Red Rising. Like, I just, you know, it's just interesting.
Well, maybe her publisher is just bucking the trend and he's like, you know what? Let us spend money in promoting books. There we go.
The interesting thing, it would hit big if it goes big on TikTok, but because it has no chili peppers, kind of working against it, you know?
Yeah. Well, still it's saying, hard. Good luck for her. I wish all the best. No,
good luck for her.
Yeah, I wish all the best.
I want to read the whole book. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Jiaming, she gave us a free copy of the first book. See? Yeah. Jiaming, are you there?
Interesting.
All right.
Interesting. There's such a surplus that she's giving out books. Interesting.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well, Albert5x5.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMANGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before we go, let's give our 7 listeners some recommendations for this week. Who wants to go first between you two?
I think Ruthie wanted to go first.
No, she already gave recommendations the last episode. Go watch One Week?
One day on Netflix.
It's been 1 day on Netflix. Make sure to watch that TV show.
All right, there you go.
Wow.
Look at that.
All right, go ahead.
Love that for
one
you.
One of you two.
Oh, what do you call it? A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned how much I despise, what do you call it?
Bare Naked Ladies? How dare you?
Yeah, they're terrible. I think still around. One hit, one hit.
Still
anyway, I hate reality TV and stuff like that. The Kardashian, the Vanderpump Rules, whatever. The only kind of, what do you call it, reality that I do enjoy, that I kind of obsess with and love, is competition reality TV. Specifically, the Korean
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
The 100 show thing.
Jesus Christ.
Is it?
You at least know that. If you're going to guess, you at least know the name right. It's Physical 100.
Physical 100. See? I got something right.
Physical 100 is on its second season. I think the finale will premiere tonight and stuff like that. I absolutely love this this show and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's about physical excellence and stuff like that, about sportsmanship and stuff like that. If you don't know, it's basically, I kind of described it. It's just a competition to get 100 people from various parts of Korea society. Some are actually like athletes, but some are like, you know, firefighters, some are special forces, police officers, and stuff like that. And they go through a series of competitions finding out who has the best kind of physique. This is the second season. And the thing of it is, at the end of the day, it's about sportsmanship, which is something very interesting. That's the focus and that's the theme of the show. Because there is a prize of, I think, $250 translated to US dollars. $250,000, but they barely mention it. The people that they mentioned at the beginning, but that's not a driving thing for the show and stuff like that. Right. It's about excellence, about sportsmanship and all that good stuff. So Physical 100 on Netflix. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, I applaud any show, any kind of program that supports actual teammanship.
Sportsmanship.
Because, you know, like Ninja Warrior, they're all competing to win, but they're also rooting for each other every single time.
Yeah.
I do really appreciate that. Where a lot of Western sports organization is very focused on, like, beat them,
yeah.
beat the hell out of them, you know? And it's like, it gets kind of tiring. It's like, it's so toxic. Come on, guys. Let's just cheer each other on.
There's that aspect of sportsmanship, but there's also another aspect of sportsmanship that I find very compelling. Basically, without spoiling too much of it, basically in the first competition, they start with 100 people, right? And the first competition that they participate in, everybody sort of qualifies, right? All people move to the next round. But the people that finish in the top 50, the top 25, the top 1%, gets a certain advantage, because in the next game, the second game, the people that finish the top 50, they kind of can pick their opponents. And by how you pick your opponent, it also speaks to your own personal sense of sportsmanship, your own sense of, like, you know, what the right thing is. You know what I mean? Because a lot of it, because there are, like, this is a very broad generalization, but, you know, women tend to be physically weaker in some of these competitions, right? So if you're a guy that has a high pick that can pick your opponent, you can easily pick I think one of the ladies is like a ballerina dancer or something like that, like a professional dancer or something like that. So for the next round, she could just pick like a girl and easily move on. But that's when the sportsmanship, that's when the sort of like self-confidence kind of comes in. So that's to me one of the more interesting parts of the show. Anyway, Switch to Go 100, big thumbs up. Hello? Anyway. Wait, hello.
I'm here.
Anna?
What? Anna? Is it my turn?
Or I'm gonna segue to a song. Let's watch Physical 100. Physical.
All right.
Watch it on Netflix. Okay, go ahead.
At this point, I think Albert's drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm just tired.
Then you're drunk, tired. I was trying to decide what to recommend, but I actually have nothing to recommend.
You just recommend WonderCon. You had fun at WonderCon, right?
Oh, WonderCon. I did, yeah. You know what? Actually, I will recommend that. I actually had a ton of fun at WonderCon, even though it was only there one day. But I saw a bunch of cool people, like vendors, cosplayers, all that. I didn't get to walk the hall as much, the whole thing. So I kind of missed out on seeing new things that Artist Alley had, but I got to see some new artists and all that. So I recommend, if you haven't gone, go next year. It is not going to be on Easter weekend, thank goodness.
It's not, yeah.
So, you know. Try to go. It is a lot different than Comic-Con in the fact that it's way chiller. And, you know, just please wear shoes that have a lot of support, because I was dying. So still on the search for the perfect con shoe. That's all I got.
Okay. I mean, that's a good recommendation for people for next year. But yay. Speaking of WonderCon, my recommendation would be try not to spend too much.
Albert would know.
I mean there are some psychological reasons why people would spend too much. You know, there are articles all over the place, and some of them are on the show notes, you know, to talk about social pressure, that wasn't it. Lifestyle creep, that wasn't it. Emotional impulse spending, maybe. Not accounting for inflation, maybe. Credit misconceptions, maybe. But the point is that, you know, if you can help it, try not to spend too much. If you have, there's a whole reason why I had that philosophy of no FOMO. Because if I had no FOMO, I'm not spending. No spending. No FOMO, no spending. Right? But if you're actually doing the thing.
That went out the door.
Yeah. If you're actually doing the thing, it's kind of hard not to spend. I guess if it's like right in front of you, like, I want that thing. I like Johnny B. I want that Johnny B shirt. I want that Jollibee tote bag. I want that Jollibee sticker. I want that Jollibee pin.
Pin. I want all the Jollibee pins.
The only thing missing is I want that Jollibee chicken. If they had chicken there from Jollibee being sold, my God. Yeah. That's what I would have been eating. But
I mean, I would have gotten that too. I still need to get Jollibee.
Yeah.
I think I would recommend, make sure to bring lots of snacks, because I ate my snacks like 2 hours in.
Yeah, I had lots of snacks as well. You know, nuts. I had nuts.
Yeah.
You have a lot of
there
nuts.
There you go. There you go. That's jamming.
Put the nuts in my mouth. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yes. God.
Yes. And on the flip side, and I'm not going to elaborate on this. I'll listen to the show notes. But if you're somebody who likes to complain about the economy, then don't be spending so much money. Hey, look at that, it rhymed. It rhymed, and I didn't even know it.
Who complained about the economy and spent a lot of money?
I'm just saying. There are people who...
Oh, he loves the straw man argument. He loves the straw man.
Is that a straw man argument? Really?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
I'm just saying. I know people who complain about the economy, and they still want to spend money anyway. I mean,
we live in a capitalist society where buying stuff fills a void where the human heart should be. You know what I mean? Makes people feel good. You know what I mean? It's self-esteem.
Sure.
I mean, you can't get self-esteem through a friendship or your family or anything like that. You know what I mean? Doing good works in life. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to buy stuff.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
But yeah. Don't spend too much.
No, I think people should spend as... People can spend, but there's, you know, they have to know there's consequences. They have to do within their means and stuff like that.
Hence why the two words there.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
And it might be...
I have a budget.
Yeah. Have a budget.
If I spend past that, well, then obviously I can't because I have no money. But
yeah.
I set it for Comic-Con. I don't set it for WonderCon because usually it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to get anything. And I think I spent overall like $50.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah that's about, about how much I spent. I think I spent the same thing for parking as I did inside the Comic-Con. Inside the WonderCon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. There you go.
Well, there you go. Don't spend too much. Have a budget. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. This was episode 756 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who, What, Where's My
Who,
Production.
A Who, What, Where's...
Oh, there you go.
I thought there was a pause. I wanted to fill the pause.
I was being dramatic sounding. Like one sports announcer who talks like this.
Albert, you are very tired.
Jamming, do you know who I am talking
about? He's doing Howard Cosell.
Very good. That goes to show that I can do an impression of...
Yeah, that's what it proves.
You figured it out. So that means it works.
I think it just proves we're both 100 years old. Nobody under 30 knows who Howard Cosell is.
Who, What, Where's My Production.
Oh, there you go. We did it again, guys. I want to say it's the perfect episode, but...
I don't know if that was the best one we've had.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's in the top 755 episodes we did.
See, there you I'll go. Say that. Boom.
That was episode 756.
What? I think high on that list. Okay. High to 200s. All right.